thank you for each one, a blessing to and from you. So we pray this morning as they go to their groups that you would encourage them, that you would be with their leaders as they share, and that you would bless them and those of us who remain. In the name of Christ, amen. And we say together, the Lord be with you.
Our first reading is from Jeremiah, chapter 31, from verse 31. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this covenant, this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more.
The Gospel reading is from John chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
Friends, before we think a little more about our readings, we're going to sing our next hymn. And in my mind, a covenant service isn't complete without a plethora of Wesley. So we're going to sing, O Thou Who Camest From Above, number 564, if you're following in a hymn book. We sing together. Please do be seated. Would you pray with me for a moment? Holy and gracious God, as we share in our covenant service this morning, we pray that we may have open hearts and minds to all that you wish to say to us today. As we have heard your word of scripture, your words promising us your faithfulness, we pray that we too may be faithful. And loving God, may the words I offer be acceptable in your sight. In the name of Christ. Amen. Siblings, today as we share in our covenant service, we come to recommit, or perhaps even commit for the first time, to following Christ in these coming days. I often say in sermons and services that to follow Christ is a choice we make each and every day. Sometimes we may get up and think, not quite so sure today, Jesus. But we still make that choice to accept again, or maybe for the first time, the wonderful gift of a child, a baby come to illuminate the darkness of the world, whom we celebrated just a few days ago. The covenant prayer, which we will say today, found its roots in the Moravian tradition and encouraged disciples of Christ to annually, publicly recommit to following. John Wesley thought this was a very good idea, as he liked to borrow influences from other places. And the current form, we will say today, is true to that which John Wesley put together for the early Methodists. We will be using the more modern version of that prayer later this morning. Wesley's original covenant prayer, I'm not going to give you a full history lesson, you'll be pleased to know, involved taking Christ as my head and husband, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, for all times and conditions, to love, honour and obey thee before all others, and this to the death. Some of you may recognise those words in another context. Some of you may have a guttural reaction to them, or some of them at least. I'm not quite sure how we feel about that specific wording. Our modern sensibilities might have good cause to be uncomfortable with the language. However, the whole emphasis of the covenant service is God's readiness to enfold us in generous love, not dependent on our deserving. The prayer, we will say, gives an opportunity in this new calendar year to reaffirm our commitments to Christ, our commitments to each other as the community of Christ in this place, our acceptance of God's love and grace freely offered, and an offering back of something of ourselves in response to that gift freely given. This is a serious thing that we do today, a serious prayer that we make, a counter-cultural voice that prophetically voices our trust in God rather than in the cult of the individual. It encourages us to see each other and ourselves as God sees each of us, beloved and precious and valued. We renew our covenant today, acknowledging all that 2024 may have thrown at us. Perhaps we experienced great joy and wonder, but probably intermingled with hurt or grief or worry or even all three. What does it mean for us in the context of our experiences to make this promise again today? What does it mean for us to say, I am no longer my own, but yours in this year? When the world is in such turmoil, when injustice seems to be everywhere we turn, when sometimes our faith can feel so small and fragile. Yet, brothers and sisters in Christ, siblings, we make these promises in defiant hope. We make these promises together as a community, praying for each other when we can't pray ourselves. We make these promises acknowledging that we do not know what the future holds, but we entrust it into God's hands. For God is in the messiness of humanity, in birth and death, in hospital, hospice, and at home, in our hearts, and in all the beauty of creation. God is with us. In this covenant, we ask God to teach us afresh how to walk together, how to bear each other's burdens and share each other's joys. And as we will formally welcome our friends from Cowley Road into this community in a few moments, and as we will welcome other new members in coming weeks, we are reminded that God continually calls us to walk together, to embrace one another, to value the contribution and gifts of all. Whilst the covenant prayer is personal, it is not just an opportunity for private gratification with God, or conversely, a test of faith. The covenant prayer, the covenant we make, is not something that we can fail, because it is born out of a love beyond all loves. This means that we are not the center of the universe when we say, I am no longer my own, but yours. It means that God is. Following Christ and accepting the gift and demands of God's grace, opening our lives to God and making room in our hearts. These acts change us and take us to places that may not always be painless or convenient or easy. As we say this prayer, we indicate an openness to offer our lives to God in thanksgiving for all that Jesus came to share and to offer. But this is not about following without thinking. The hymn we sang of Charles Wesley, Jesus, confirm my heart's desire to work and speak and think for thee. Paul wrote about offering ourselves as living sacrifices acceptable to God. This does not mean that we should reject the ways of the world, that we should withdraw into our holy huddles, for we are living sacrifices, growing and renewing, and that may indeed make us a bit strange in the world, foolish even, spending time and energy on people and situations when the world tells us they are not worth it. Yet all are companions in God's presence. Choosing Christ challenges us and changes us. And if it doesn't, I might dare to ask the question, are we really choosing Christ? Friends, it's also helpful to acknowledge that this prayer is often really difficult for us to say. Whether you've said it 50 times before, or whether today might be the first time. Committing requires a lot of us. It requires us to be prepared to be those living sacrifices. There are elements that go against our natural self inclinations, to say your will, not mine, in all things is difficult. To say that we will freely and wholeheartedly yield all things to God and mean it is not easy. I have said this prayer across the years in tears. I have said it with great hope. I have found it difficult to say at all. For some of us, it may be very difficult to say these words today. But I invite you to hear how precious and loved you are by God, how God values and treasures each of us as beloved children. We will never be truly ready to say the covenant prayer in all its fullness, but we do so in trust and in hope that God fulfills God's promises. So, friends, I pray that we may continue to be firmly rooted in God, secure in God's promises, and hopeful for this year ahead, remembering in the midst of uncertain times that we are loved and held, we are valued and cherished, we are nurtured and transformed by God. For love grows when nothing else is certain. God's love changes its shape to fill the space required. So, beloved in Christ, I invite you, when we come to that point, to pray the covenant prayer today with confidence, however you come, whether you feel full or empty, whether it feels like there is work for you or none, whether you feel lifted up or cast aside, you are beloved in God's sight. Just to conclude, I stumbled across a wonderful book recently entitled Liturgies from Below, Praying with People at the Ends of the World. And the book draws together prayers written in collaboration with those experiencing oppression and injustice and suffering and loss in communities across the world. Instead of trying to speak for them, these prayers are written by and speak with those who are in those situations. Within this collection, there is a version of the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer, which I'd like to conclude my thoughts with. It may be helpful to close your eyes if you would like to, or just to reflect in your own way. I am no longer my own. I stand now with your people. Join me in solidarity with others. Let us take action. Let us wait in silence. Let us confront oppression. Let us mourn what is lost. Let us succeed in our struggles. Let us share in your suffering. Let us dream new visions. Let us renounce old ways. We freely and wholeheartedly commit our lives to this service. So, living God, we share your wounds and see your glory. Let it be this way, and may this covenant now made on earth be ratified in the world that is yet to come. Amen. Friends, we come to the joyous moment of welcoming our friends from Cowley Road Methodist Church as transferring members into the family of Wesley Memorial Methodist Church. I'm going to invite those who are able to come to the front and stand and face the congregation, if you will. I didn't tell them that bit. We're all looking rather frightened. Please don't look frightened. Wonderful. Thank you. And I believe Dorothy is on Zoom. So I don't know, Frank, if it might be possible, if that's too complicated, to see Dorothy on Zoom. It might be too complicated. So we'll make a start. But Dorothy is with us on Zoom this morning. And we will also, in their absence, welcome some folks who are housebound. We will welcome them by name. And if at any point other folks come along and haven't been formally welcomed, we'll continue to do so in a joyful train of welcoming. So I'm going to offer just a few words. Then Janet and I are going to offer the right hand of fellowship to everyone. And then I will offer a prayer for those who are joining this community today. So Jan and Mary, Colin, Joy, Anthony, Katrina, Bev and Dorothy, we receive and welcome you as members of Wesley Memorial Methodist Church. We are delighted that you are here amongst us and look forward to all that you will share in our life together. So I'm going to do the great shaking of hands first. Bev, welcome. A joy to have you. Katrina, welcome to you. Anthony, welcome. Joy, you're very welcome. Or you're all very welcome. Colin, you're very welcome. Mary, you're welcome. Jan, welcome. And Margaret and Jeff, of course. I do apologise. My brain is all over. Margaret, you are most welcome. Jeff, welcome to this community. Janet, over to you. And Dorothy, you are most welcome. I'm doing well today, aren't I? And in their absence, we also welcome Hyacinth, Afzal, Sue, Michael, Jimmy, Cooper Raj, Ina, Caden, and Fofi into the pastoral care of the life of this church. Shall we pray? Holy God, we give you thanks for our siblings being welcomed amongst us today. We give thanks that you have already given them the gifts that they need. And we welcome you here in Christian love. We give thanks and praise for the life and witness of Cowley Road Methodist Church and look forward to your participation in the life and worship and service of this community. So, Holy God, as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation, may we, by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service and our witness, glorify God, welcome all of God's beloved, and live in love and light. Amen. And because I did so badly at the beginning, I'm now going to give everyone a hug to welcome them. Bless you.
Thank you.
See my friend. I'm attacking you. Bless you. You may sit down, friends, you'll be pleased to know. And a big hug to Dorothy on Zoom as well. Friends, we come to the moment where we prepare ourselves to pray the covenant prayer. If anyone wishes to follow in a book, we are on page 285 in the Methodist worship book, page 285. But everything you need will appear on the screen. God made a covenant with the people of Israel, calling them to be a holy nation, chosen to bear witness to his steadfast love by finding delight in the law. The covenant was renewed in Jesus Christ our Lord, in his life, work, death, and resurrection. In him all people may be set free from sin and its power and united in love and obedience. In this covenant, God promises us new life in Christ. For our part, we promise to live no longer for ourselves, but for God. We meet, therefore, as generations have met before us, to renew the covenant which bound them and binds us to God. Let us then seek forgiveness for the sin by which we have denied God's claim upon us. Let us pray. God of mercy, hear us as we confess our sins. For the sin that has made us slow to learn from Christ, reluctant to follow him, and afraid to bear the cross. Lord, have mercy. Lord, forgive. For the sin that has caused the poverty of our worship, the formality and selfishness of our prayers, our neglect of fellowship and the means of grace, and our hesitating witness for Christ. Lord, have mercy. Lord, forgive. For the sin that has led us to misuse your gifts, evade our responsibilities, and fail to be good stewards of your creation. Lord, have mercy. Lord, forgive. For the sin that has made us unwilling to overcome evil with good, tolerant of injustice, quick to condemn, and selfish in sharing your love with others. Lord, have mercy. Lord, forgive. We share a few moments of quiet. And we say together, have mercy on me, O God, in your constant love, in the fullness of your mercy, blot out my offences, wash away all my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Give me the joy of your help again, and strengthen me with a willing spirit. Siblings, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Therefore, to all who truly repent, this is God's gracious word. Our sins are forgiven. Amen. Thanks be to God. And we sing together our next hymn, which is number 549, if you're following in a hymn book, number 549, the Covenant Hymn, Come Let Us Use the Grace Divine.
Thank you.
invite you to remain standing if you are comfortable to do so. Siblings in Christ, let us again accept our place within this covenant, which God has made with us and with all who are called to be Christ's disciples. This means that, by the help of the Holy Spirit, we accept God's purpose for us and the call to love and serve God in all our life and work. Christ has many services to be done. Some are easy, others are difficult. Some bring honour, others bring reproach. Some are suitable to our natural inclinations and material interests. Others are contrary to both. In some we may please Christ and please ourselves. In others we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. Yet the power to do all these things is given to us in Christ, who strengthens us. Therefore, let us make this covenant of God our own. Let us give ourselves to God, trusting in God's promises and relying on God's grace. Eternal God, in your faithful and enduring love, you call us to share in your gracious covenant in Jesus Christ. In obedience, we hear and accept your commands. In love, we seek to do your perfect will. With joy, we offer ourselves anew to you. We are no longer our own, but yours. We say it together. I am no longer my own, but yours. Your will, not mine, be done in all things, wherever you may place me, in all that I do, and in all that I may endure, when there is work for me, and when there is none, when I am troubled, and when I am at peace. Your will be done when I am valued and when I am disregarded, when I find fulfillment and when it is lacking, when I have all things and when I have nothing. I willingly offer all I have and am to serve you as and where you choose. Glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine, and I am yours. May it be so forever. Let this covenant now made on earth be fulfilled in heaven. Amen. Please do be seated. We will share just a moment or two of quiet. As we have entered this covenant, not for ourselves alone, but as God's servants and witnesses, let us pray for the church and the world. Loving God, hear us as we pray for your holy Catholic Church. Make us all one, that the world may believe. Inspire and lead all who govern and hold authority in the world. Establish justice and peace among all people. Have compassion on all who suffer from any sickness, grief, or trouble. Deliver them from their distress. We praise you for all your saints who have entered your eternal glory. Bring us all to share in your heavenly kingdom. So let us pray in silence for our own needs and for those of others. Lord our God, you have helped us by your grace to make these prayers, and you have promised through Christ our Lord that when two or three agree in his name, you will grant what they ask. Answer now your servants' prayers according to their needs. In this world, grant that we may truly know you, and in the world to come, graciously give us eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Friends, we're going to share the peace. May I invite you to stand if you are comfortable to do so. Friends, the Lord has made an everlasting covenant of peace with his people. The peace of the Lord be always with you. I invite you to share a sign of the peace with those nearest to you. Peace be with you, Mark. Peace be with you, Jeff. I've got nice warm hands. I've run warm. In a moment, we're going to sing our next hymn, but during that hymn, we are also going to take up our offering. Please do not worry if you have not come prepared. A basket will pass around the congregation, and please do simply just pass it by you, and I hope won't feel any embarrassment at all. We sing together number 580, Come, Lord, be our guest.
Thanks, if you grab that.
Just put it over there.
invite you to remain standing if you are comfortable to do so. Please do be seated if that is a more comfortable position for you. A short prayer for our offering. Let's pray. Holy and gracious God, we come offering our gifts. We pray that you would take them and use them for your glory, both near and far. In the name of Christ, amen. Friends, all are welcome to share in bread and wine at our table. At the appropriate moment, you will be invited to come forward to the rail here. If you would fill in from the middle outwards, that would be wonderful. And if you would like to receive, if you could place your hands out before you so that those serving can serve you. If you would prefer to receive a blessing, please could you indicate to those serving that that is what you would prefer. Our bread is gluten-free and our wine is non-alcoholic, and all are welcome to share. If you would prefer to remain in your seat, quietly reflecting, then please do what is best for you. We hold just a moment of quiet. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
God our Father, fountain of goodness, creator of all that is, you have made us in your own image. You have given us life and reason and love for one another, setting in our hearts a hunger for you. In darkness, you are our light. In adversity and temptation, our strength. You bear patiently with our folly and sin, granting us your law to guide us and your prophets to renew our faith. In the fullness of time, you came to us in love and mercy in Jesus Christ, your living word, full of grace and truth. He lived among us, declaring your forgiveness and revealing your wisdom in works of mercy and in his word of power. For us he suffered and died upon the cross, by death destroying death. You raised him from the dead and exalted him to your right hand on high. Through him you sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your people, gathered together in every time and place to glorify your holy name. With them and all the company of heaven, we join in the unending hymn of praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy God, pour out your Spirit, that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me." Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And so, Lord, we obey his command with this bread and this cup, by which we recall his death and resurrection, the source of our life and salvation. Grant that we who share in this holy sacrament may be united by your Spirit and grow into perfect love. Bring us with those who have done your will in every age into the light of your presence and the joy of your kingdom. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, we worship you in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. Please do be seated. And we say together the prayer that Jesus gave us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The things of God for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to God the Father. Friends, I forgot one announcement. We're going to share communion in a continuous flow this morning. So once you have received your bread and wine, if you would return to your seats. Please don't wait for a specific table blessing this morning. Friends, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Those who come to me shall not hunger, and those who believe in me shall never thirst. So draw near with faith, for all is prepared. Given for you. The body of Christ given for you. So let us pray together. Faithful God, with these holy gifts, you have fed and strengthened us in Jesus Christ, your Son. Guide us on our way, that with all your faithful people, we may come to share the feast of your eternal kingdom through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We sing our final hymn, O Jesus, I Have Promised, number 563, I believe, number 563. and 63. O Jesus, I have promised. Join us for refreshments after the service if you are able, through this door on my left, your right, and follow the crowd. You may need a warming drink this morning. Let us pray. Holy God, we give you thanks that you see each of us and call us by name. You call us to stand firm in the face of oppression and injustice. May you stand firm then, as the Holy Spirit enlivens your hope, as Jesus Christ renews your faith, as God enfolds you in love. And may the blessing of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, be with us all, now and evermore. Amen.